Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso County Commissioner's Court entertained proposed amendments to its economic development agreement with Worldwide LLC, a company formed to negotiate Meta's deal with local governments for a data center in the Northeast. Commissioners met in closed session to discuss the agreement signed in December 2023. Assistant County Attorney Yvette Ugas Rodriguez told the Commissioner's Court not to discuss the agreement publicly.
County staff is seeking direction from Commissioner's Court regarding terms of the mentioned agreement, as well as providing business and financial information related to the same. The Commissioner's Court must be free to critically analyze business and financial concerns without undermining the county's negotiation position and ultimate ability to reach a final agreement.
Over 2 years ago, the city and county approved agreements promising up to $550 million in incentives, in exchange for a promised $800 million investment in real and personal property. The deal included the sale of over 1,000 acres of land near the state line in Northeast. Since Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, announced it would build a $1.5 billion facility, local groups have raised concern the data center will use too much of the region's water and increase energy costs. The city will hold meetings on data centers starting next week. The first will be at the Don Haskins Recreation Center at 7400 High Ridge Drive on Monday. It starts at 5:30 p.m. and ends at 7 p.m. For more information on meetings, visit elpasotexas.gov. In other news, a new report shows Texas now leads the United States in solar power and battery storage. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The report from the Solar Energy Industries Association says Texas installed more than twice the capacity in solar energy than any other state, despite reduced tax incentives and high steel tariffs. Texas built up over 11 gigawatts of solar capacity last year, which amounts to more than 25% of the 43-gigawatt capacity in the United States, and is projected to surpass California in installed solar energy this year. Experts say there was a slowdown after some incentives were taken away by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. However, most companies continued projects after reevaluating. The report also showed that Texas leads the nation in solar manufacturing. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And the state's so-called drag ban law officially went into effect on Wednesday. Senate Bill 12 prohibits drag performers from engaging in, quote, sexually oriented performances, unquote, on public property or in front of children. The law does not ban all drag. All ages and family-friendly drag shows remain fully legal. The law was passed in 2023 and was ping-ponged in the courts. A federal appeals court denied to rehear arguments last month and ultimately affirmed the law. And Texas is coming out of one of its warmest and driest winters on record. As KRA's Emmanuel Rivas explains, the temperatures are raising concerns about what that could mean in the months ahead.
Climate data shows temperatures across Texas ran well above average this winter, while rainfall lagged amid drought concerns statewide. University of Texas professor Zhang Liang Yang says that's partly related to La Niña. That's a climate pattern where cooler Pacific Ocean temperatures shift weather patterns. Yang says those changing conditions are becoming more noticeable and could create challenges moving forward.
Yeah, if this continues, that means we are going to have very limited inflows to the water reservoirs. I hope there will be more rainfall, but if not, this could be a problematic summertime.
Yang says warmer winters will most likely continue in the years ahead as global temperatures rise. I'm Emmanuel Rivas in Dallas.
And finally, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued an emergency use authorization for a new topical treatment to combat the spread of New World screwworm. The authorization allows for the use of an antiseptic wound spray with insecticide on cattle, horses, sheep, and other mammals to prevent and treat infestations. The harmful parasite is not yet present in the U.S., but cases in Mexico have inched closer to the border. The Texas Department of Agriculture encourages livestock owners and vets to remain alert of unusual wound infestations in animals. Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.